One of the biggest hits of this year's Cork Midsummer Festival also happened to have its smallest audience. But that will happen if you only allow one person at a time to see your show, which is how things worked for the aptly named Theatre for One, an ingenious box inside which short plays commissioned from the likes of Stacey Gregg and Enda Walsh were performed by one actor to an audience of one. All of this was conceived and created by our guest this time, Christine Jones. Jones is a New York-based stage designer who first had the idea of a travelling theatre all in one box, and she spoke to Culture Files Rachel Andrews, but first Emmett Kerwin, one of the nano dramatists whose work was performed in Theatre for One.
I saw this old man tumble down an escalator, not the whole way, just the last few steps. And though he didn't seem too hurt, an ambulance was called, and myself and another woman were asked to wait with him till it arrived. This other woman being the one my ex had lived with in the last few years of his life, and who just happened to be there, just like I happened to be there.
My name is Emmett Kerwin. It's a concept that started in New York a number of years ago, and it's the idea is there is one performer, one audience member. You queue up outside. There's a specially constructed box. When I say box, it's this kind of beautiful, huge kind of photo booth where you queue up and then you go into the booth, you sit down and the door slides back and then the performer's there, and what you get is a short play usually coming in at around 5 or 6 minutes.
Taken by surprise to invent an excuse, I said okay. So we went to a nearby Nero where, of course, in the course of our conversation...
To have a story that's contained in 5 minutes, you know, the beginning, the middle, the end, it starts in one place and then has to finish in another. And, you know, all theatre is, you hope, transformative. When the audience member walks in, they will come out not transformed in an existential way or, like, a profound way. But there is a small transformation in the same way there is if you go to mass or if you go to a gig or, you know what I mean, you go in one person, you come out the other. So you're writing something where you're thinking, right, I have to do something here where they get a short story and they get in and they get out, and actually compressing that down into 5 minutes is incredibly tough.
Sure, hadn't I brought that on myself with the way I behaved both during and after what happened to his daughter, Holly, 17 at the time, who, out running one evening, collapsed.
My name is Christine Jones. The first thing you see is a booth. It looks like a road case, a storage box, something that might hold music or sound equipment. And you see people in line, which piques your curiosity. But once you get into line, you don't know what you're going to see. We don't tell people what the play is beforehand. So there's a serendipity to it. And once you enter, there are some things that remind you of being at a typical theater. There's lights, there's maybe sound playing. You have a moment to collect yourself, but you're in front of a panel and you don't know what's going to happen. And then when the panel opens, there's a performer. It might be a male, it might be a female, and they begin to tell their story. The inside is red, plush red velour on the audience side and on the actor side as well, some different materials. But yeah, the inside is definitely a contrast to the hard black shell. Once you come inside, hopefully it's more inviting and puts you at ease. You know, I think that in that situation, an audience member is trying to figure out so much about what their role of an audience member is, that we try to make it at least sort of calming enough that you can take a moment to collect yourself before the performance begins.
Oh, something I never really enjoyed, I must say, though Holly often did, which I said, and which mention of her led to Christina saying how heavily her death had weighed on Aidan.
I had been at a friend's wedding, and as part of the ceremony, they had a magician perform a magic effect. And then post-ceremony, he was moving around the reception and performing magic for individuals. And he performed a magic trick for me, standing, you know, 1 foot away from me. And the effect of it was so sensual and surprising that I became electrified and obsessed with this idea of what happens when you experience something privately that you normally experience publicly. and one thing led to another, and I'd been thinking also about designing a church, but I knew nobody was going to let me build a church. So I thought, well, if I made a church for one, I could build that myself. And then all of these ideas came together into the idea of, oh, but wait a minute, what if I made a theater for one?
She was okay to give her a second, then saying she shouldn't have drank so much and that she hadn't been too well lately. And maybe it was because we'd just been discussing Holly, it was on my mind, but my first thought...
There is a symbiotic relationship between the host and the booth. So once we know where we're performing, we commission the writers to write the pieces. And I think that there's some way that affects if a piece is being written for an installation in Times Square versus here in Cork versus down at the World Trade Center. We were near where that space had been. It does seep into the writing. So while it is a theater unto itself, it's often in dialogue with the place that it is in residence.
Outside on the street, we embraced, promised to see each other again, then her taxi arrived and off she went.
There's a sense of gift-giving through this whole process and feeling like the audience member is receiving a gift. They, in turn, give their gift of their attention to the writer, and the writer has given the gift of their writing to the theater, to the performer. Everybody working on it has a sense of knowing that they're making this experience for an audience member that is free, that is unexpected, that is serendipitous, and I think that that's an extremely important part of the whole experience.
Thank you.
Theatre for One creator Christine Jones there, and you heard also from Emmett Kerwin, and they were on the streets of Cork with Rachel Andrews.